It's the final time that we chat to our love doctor before Christmas. She is a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton and Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Her name is Kim Kalusek. Merry Christmas, Kim.
Ho, 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 Dana.
It's so lovely to chat with you, and thank you so much for being a part of the show all of this year. I know so many people have reached out and said that your feedback is always welcome and they hang on every podcast.
Happy to help.
Alrighty, let's get into our anonymous questions. You can submit them at our Instagram at 981PowerFM. The first question, my partner always buys me lingerie for Christmas. It's thoughtful, but I don't like the stuff he buys. How do I sensitively have that conversation? I feel like we would both benefit from having it.
Well, no one wants to get a bra that's like an eye patch that you have to keep adjusting. Or, you know, that dental floss G-string you have to ferret out of the nether regions. So uncomfortable.
There's no. All sorts of not great to get on, not great to take off.
Oh, exactly. And what about the ones with 100 buckles? You know, like you can't sit, lie down, whatever. They're so
Kim,
uncomfortable.
You sound like you've had this problem yourself.
You get to a certain age and life has lots of experience. That's all I'm saying. Hello to my beautiful husband out there.
Oh, bless him.
So, you know, let's face it. Some of this lingerie wasn't designed for comfort. It was designed for his eyes only. So let's get that straight. Look, I think really the best way to go is get the bras and things catalogued, sit down together, look at it together, circle the things that you like, steer into the days, let him know, yeah, no, that one's really uncomfortable or I don't like that colour. So, you know, lots of seed dropping, you know. So
hints, very you want a massive hints, like with a massive Sharpie. This
exactly.
One.
Exactly. That's right. And look, and if you get some kind of lingerie that looks like the gilt from Pulp Fiction, then you just need to tell him because he's as thick as three bricks and he hasn't got the hint.
So, okay, you know. Fair enough. Our next question is anonymous as well. My best mate has no idea when a guy is flirting with her. Is this a common thing? Because at the pub, she's so oblivious and I don't get it. I had a friend in uni who used to do this. She had no idea.
Well, look, actually, a lot of us miss the social flirting cues, and that's okay. We all have different levels of social interaction, social confidence, and this is why some of us, you know, switch onto these things and some of us don't. Mm. What's important is, though, that she has an idea when and if the flirting becomes inappropriate and then it becomes more of a safety issue, because sometimes, you know, if women don't get that, that can be a safety issue. However, for her friends, she might like to help her with some of the flirting cues and body language cues, you know, talking about when the man leans in, moving closer, touching an arm or shoulder, men broadening their body, you know, that kind of things. But also highlighting the difference between that and touching other body parts, which is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe doing a post-mortem after they went out. Oh, you know, that guy you were talking to, he was flirting with you when he said X, Y, Z. So, you know, basically educating her as to what those signs were that she's missed. So,
yeah, that's a really good idea. Have a break it down afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that, you know, she's getting a little more savvy each time she goes out and lots of opportunities over this Christmas break to practice.
Brilliant. I hope that helped to everyone who submitted questions this week. You can always submit them at our Instagram, 981PowerFM. Pop them in our question box there. Our love doctor is Kim Kalusek. You can catch up with her yourself at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Merry Christmas, Kim, and thank you.
Merry Christmas to you and everyone out there listening.